Hello. All right. Wow. What a blessing. Amen. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you now. That's why we must go out when? Now. Because we have been sent now. Amen. But I just wanted to fulfill all righteousness and share with you the second lesson in our series of messages about others. Amen. Right? So, in chapter 3 of the book, Others, we read what Jesus did for others. Amen. What Jesus did for others. Jesus was a person focused on others. And the Bible teaches us clearly not to look only unto our own things, which is the key scripture, Philippians chapter 4, chapter 2 and verse 4. Philippians chapter 2 and the verse number 4. Philippians 2, 4. It says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. Amen. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Now, can you change the version? Just switch the version to New Living Translation or any of the others. Let's see what it says. It says, don't look out only for your own interests. Can you see that? But take an interest in others too. Amen. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Hallelujah. Now, we would like to be a church that thinks about others. Amen. Why? Because that makes us more like Jesus. Now, if you follow and you continue to read, the next verse says in verse 5 that let this mind, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Do you get it? Right? And what is that attitude? Verse 6, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Do you see? Verse 8, instead, he gave up his divine privileges. Do you see? Like his special parking spot. Special divine privileges are privileges you have because you are equal with God. Do you see? And he gave them up and took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, right? So you see, to come up from being equal with God to the level of humans itself is many steps down. Do you understand? Then when he appeared in human form, because here too we have greats. You see, at the human level, we also have greats, isn't it? So when he got here, he humbled himself again in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. You see, yeah. Now in the society, you're free. I think the criminals are the ones who are rated lowest in terms of liberty and so on. That's why they're incarcerated. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. And then out of all the criminals, not everyone is condemned to death. So even within crime, there are levels, isn't it? Yes, there are some who are coming out in a year, some in 6 months, some in 2 years, and so on. And then there are some who are never coming out. Do you get it? Then there are some who are not only ever coming out, they must die. That's the verdict on them. Those are like what we call condemned people. You get it? Yeah. So there are grades, and he took the lowest grade. Can you see that? And he chose to be the type of criminal who dies. So he went all the way down, 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 down. Do you see the thing? Yes. And verse 9 says that, therefore, God has elevated him to the highest, or to the place of highest honor, and gave him the name above all other names. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, the pathway to elevation is really not what you do for yourself, but it is how low you are prepared to go for others. You see, and you can see that Jesus went down, 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 and he got here to humans. Then among humans, still went lower and lower and lower and lower, and went all the way to the lowest level of a condemned criminal. And the Bible says, for going to the lowest place, God also has elevated him to the place of highest honor. Hallelujah. Amen. So perhaps as we think about others and as we sacrifice for others, it is going to lead to God elevating us as a church, elevating us as individuals, elevating us in every sphere of life, so that we can actually rise up and go up by the grace of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So to think about others is really the way to go. It is the way forward. Hallelujah. And it is a way of blessing that will bless anyone who lends themselves to it. Hallelujah. Right. So what did Jesus do for others? Number one, Jesus thought about others. Jesus thought about others. As you can see in the scripture, he says, look not every man into his own things. Don't just think about your own things, because everybody has enough things to think about. If you want to think about yourself, you will not finish thinking about yourself. You get it? And the more focused you are on yourself, the more chapters about you will reopen and open, and you'll be going deeper and deeper into many different areas of your own self. Are you getting it? Yes. Which will wind up leading to depression, actually. Because many people, when they focus on themselves, they start to feel unhappy. Yes. Starting from even looking at yourself in a mirror, you just start to feel unhappy. Yeah, you just start to feel unhappy. You see the thing. And that's because you were not looking at somebody else. If you were looking at others, you would not be unhappy. Do you see what I'm saying? But because you looked at yourself, you start to be unhappy. Hallelujah. So it's important we have to think about others. In today's self-centered, self-oriented world, it's so refreshing when you meet someone who doesn't seem to be so focused on themselves, but who are interested in others. There's some people, even when you meet them, they want to talk about themselves. Yes. You have something to say to them, but they don't want to listen. They want you to listen to what they have to say about themselves. Hallelujah. And if you were to listen to people, you will start to see that many people have life and things set up a lot worse than you think your life is experiencing. You just have to start talking to people and start relating with people. Then you see that, oh, a lot of things that you have rated as bad are actually... If not good, at least medium. Isn't it? Yes. A lot of write-offs are good. Yes. A lot of write-offs, things that are written off in your life. This thing is no good. This person is no good. But when you go to others and start to think about others, you will begin to see that you are actually a blessed person in your situation as it is. Hallelujah. So we need to be like Jesus and think about others. Let thoughts about others cross your mind and stay on your mind. Amen. Think deliberately about others. If you don't naturally think about others, then make it a point to do it intentionally and think about others. You know, how can I help others, etc. Amen. Number two, Jesus came to this world for others. Jesus came to this world for others, isn't it? Yes. John chapter 10 and verse 10. It says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life." Do you see what I'm saying? But you can see the thief, as he is coming to steal. It seems that the thief is self-centered. You see, he's coming to do something that benefits him. So maybe the more self-centered and selfish we are, the more like the thief we are. Yes, we have more in common with the thief than with Christ. But Christ said that I am come for somebody else's benefit. I am come that they might have life. I am come that what? They might have life. Do you see? So now we're talking about going places for others. And going to a place so that someone else can benefit from your coming. Hallelujah. That's what visitation is about. Where you go to someone because of them, not because of you, not because of what you want, not because you know it will be lunchtime by the time you get there. You get it? Not because they have something you want. You see, not because you think that when they see you, oh, peradventure, they may have mercy on you and have feelings because their pastor was preaching about others. Their hearts are softened towards others. So you will become the others they will think about. You see, now you are going there for yourself. And because of that, it yields nothing. Hallelujah. But Jesus came to this world for others. He said, I am come that they might have life. Hallelujah. You should be able to say, I have come that they might have something. Hallelujah. To be like Jesus is to go to a place that they might experience a blessing from your coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you may not live in the place. The place may be far from your place. You know, like we're going to Skid Row today, you know. I mean, we don't have any business on Skid Row. But that day might have some people come and cheer them up. Hallelujah. Cheer them up. Cheer them up. A lot of people need cheering up. A lot of people need hope. They need someone to give them a reason to look forward to life and the future with some hope. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. The world is too dark. There's too much evil in the world. You can't trust anybody anymore. Everybody is out to get somebody. Yes. Everybody has a net out for someone. For trapping someone. For catching someone. You know. We tried to buy a car the other day, and the person just swerved us completely. Completely. Do you see? Yeah, and the world is loaded with such people. You know, let me get something from this person. Let me get something from that person. Let me take something for myself. Just selfish people in running around in the millions, you know. So when you meet someone who doesn't seem to want something for themselves, but who seems to be genuinely looking out for you, what a refreshing, a blessing and experience that tends to be. Hallelujah. I am come that they. Everybody say, I am come that they. I'm come means that's not where I belong. That's not where I am usually. But I've come there for them. Amen. It includes traveling to other countries for others. It includes becoming a missionary in another country. That I am come that they, I am come that they, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Can I have an amen? Amen. Right. The next one is that Jesus loved others. Jesus loved others. Jesus loved others, isn't it? This morning, I heard Prophet preaching a very powerful message from John 3:16, you know. And it was so powerful, but he was talking about the reality of God's love being so great. That God has such a large capacity for loving people. Because all of us are just selfish. We are only able to love a small group, even that we struggle with them from time to time. True or false? Yeah, a small group, that small group. The love is on, the love is off. The love is on, the love is off. On, off, on, off. On, off, 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 off. Exit. Yeah. Do you see? And that's just for the small group, you know. And then we soon engage a new one into the group. Then we start. On, on, off. On, off. On, off, off. On, off, off, off. On, off, off, off. On, off, off, off. On, off, off, off. Off, 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 off. Off, 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 off. Exit. Do you see? We just don't seem to be able to hold love for a long time. Hallelujah. But not so with Jesus. The Bible says God so loved the world. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It was love that sent Jesus down here. Amen. It was what? Love that sent Jesus down into this earth. God loved us so much, he couldn't help but send his precious only begotten son. Precious son. Precious. His only begotten son. You know, only begotten son, like asking Moses to sacrifice his only begotten daughter. Don't even think about it. He said, even just for me to mention it in the preaching, he's leaving the church. So, John Jack, you have work to do, please. After church, I beg you, John Jack, you have follow-up to do and try and keep this man in the church. It's like, even for it to occur to me to preach about such a thing, no, he thinks he's in a dangerous zone where there are such thoughts. Do you see? But people's children are precious. Yes, people's children are precious to them. Do you see? Yeah. People think about themselves. People think about their children. People follow their children. My wife, she can call our children and ask them, have you eaten? I mean, I don't know. What are you going to do about it? But I mean, that's how people think and that's how people feel about their children. And I want you to know that that attitude, that feeling you get from God. Do you understand? God does not feel any less about his children. Or in this case, his only begotten son. Do you see? Yes. Do you remember when you were a kid, you used to feel that some things that hurt you as a kid don't hurt adults? Until you grew up to realize that adults also hurt. Isn't it? Yes. Now that you're grown up, you realize that adults also cry. I thought crying was, you know, for children. But when you grow up, you realize that it hurts too. And that's the same attitude we have towards God. We feel like, oh, he's God. He sent his only begotten son. No feelings. It's like if you had to send your only begotten son, then it would be a problem. But as for God, if he sends his only begotten son, there are no feelings. Yeah, it's not a problem. I mean, somebody like Pastor Charles who has three sons, I mean, should be able to spare one. Don't you think so? Eh? It will never be an only begotten. Should be able to spare one. I mean, we've been in this church for some time. Some people don't have sons. Reverend Munene does not have a son. By now, you should have given an offering to him by now. He said the most he would do is an exchange. Yeah. John Jack says he would donate John Leon and then make another one. Yeah, I hope Ine didn't hear it. Do you see? But God so loved others that he didn't mind that he would be without a son so they can have his son. That's serious love. Hallelujah. Selfishness would destroy us. And selfishness has destroyed the church so much. Being self-centered, thinking about ourselves, having our own programs, you know, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord. Lord, my problem, Lord, my problem. You know, who doesn't have a problem? Who doesn't have a problem? I have a friend, and a few times when he has told me, let's say, a difficulty or some challenge that he's going through, I have always been blown away. I've always been blown away by his coolness. Because I feel if I had that problem, I'll go to a barber shop to take my hair off. I'll just ask Trent if I can come to a shop and get my hair taken off. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes, who doesn't have problems? It's important for you to realize for any reason that you have to cry or be sad or be unhappy, many people have that reason times. Many times. And are surviving. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We should stop using our personal issues as an excuse for shortchanging people on love. As an excuse for not loving people like we should. Do you see what I'm saying? And it is because the church is so self-centered. I mean, when people go to church, they are just going for themselves. People don't mind just walking straight to church all by themselves. I mean, not even an invitation to someone or the driver or whoever brought you or something. I mean, it's just for me and just thinking about myself. I'm going to pray to my God to bless me and to improve my life and to help me do better. And that's how it goes. But that is a killer of the church. Are you getting what I'm saying? We need to think about others. Amen. Amen. Number four, Jesus served others. Jesus served others. Jesus did not come to be waited on. He did not come to be glorified and attended to. He came to serve. He came to serve. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. It says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Hallelujah. He said the Son of Man did what? He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Hallelujah. In the church, we must have people who come to church not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Do you see what I'm saying? That when you come to church, you're not thinking of what you will get out of the church, but rather what you can give or what others can